Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back. Welcome back to the episode of Struggle Studios. I'm sorry. I'm gonna get apologies already. I apologize. We missed the week. You know, I blame me. I hit the bullet for that. You know, it was raining. Didn't feel like driving and shit for a whole week, I guess. But thank you for coming back to the episode of Struggle Studio. This is episode 93. I'm Grant, joined my other two hosts, CJ and Cassius.
What's up?
Before we get started, a little housekeeping. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Studio Struggle, on Instagram, Struggle Studio _, TikTok, Struggle Studio, and we also have a gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. We're live almost daily. CJ been going crazy. Come on, CJ. Come on, CJ. Yes, come on, CJ. He been holding his weight.
Yeah, CJ has.
WCJ. All right.
You're scared playing Outlast, bro.
Yeah. So if you don't just like Brawlhalla fighting games, CJ been diversing the channel up. So I shout out to CJ for that again. Yeah. But anything else you want to say before we hop in?
No, good to be back.
Let's get into topics, bro.
Yes, sir. Let's get into this Brent album. Let's get into Brent's album.
Okay.
I don't listen to it. We're at the game.
We all know she doesn't listen to it. She listens to anime music and Donda. Kanye, yeah. All right, so. This album.
Yeah. Brent Fayez.
Fayez. Don't worry about
He's like one of those, like, moody, I guess, R&B singers, you know?
Hipster. R&B artist.
I just became a fan of Brent maybe 2 years ago. I know he's been out for a while. I didn't even know he sang the Crew.
Oh yeah, Golding. Yeah.
I didn't know that was him. So I was on vacation. I decided to give this album a listen. I was kind of excited for it. Everybody's from what I heard about the album, people like that album a lot.
Yeah. That's what I've been seeing too. I watched Joe Budden's little 10-minute clip on it from the podcast. And it's like, bro, Joe, you're such a hater. You hate everything. And there's nothing but love in the comments.
Yeah.
Me personally, I think it's kind of garbage.
Yeah. I feel like Joe, bro.
This is ass, bro. Bro. And I was I was hyped for it, but I was ready to listen for it.
Yeah.
First of all, just looking at track list, it looked crazy. Track list looked fire, bro, okay?
Yeah.
Villain's theme?
Yeah.
I thought that shit was going crazy, bro. Crazy. For those who don't know, Brent Fayez, He's not a rapper, right? So like Ben Thing don't mean like he's gonna go some crazy like spazzing on the track. Ben Thing means he's on his toxic kind of like singing his heart out, but like he killing it. Like he gonna sing like he's like the most evilest nigga of all time. Niggas like to compare him to the singing Future, you know?
Yeah, pretty much like super toxic, like hate women, not even, but like
treating my dirt and all that. Yeah. I mean, but what the skits and shit was kind of crazy.
Skits were crazy.
But. Well, it's been like 2 years, I think, since the album dropped. Since last year album, For the World or something like that?
Yeah.
I think For the World was almost a classic.
Yeah.
Almost a classic now. But this shit just didn't hold the weight up, bro. This is going track for track. To me,
the whole album seemed kind of like, not lazy.
But it felt like it wasn't trying.
Yeah, it felt like, kind of lazy. Yeah,
it's like, bro, you a good-ass singer, but you didn't really try this album. Like you didn't just like give us any like crazy hooks.
Yeah, I like Loose Change.
Yeah, I think Loose Change is good. Bro, well, before we get work it out.
Yeah.
Bro, half of this shit, we already heard to, bro.
Yes.
Half of this already heard in the skits, alright? So the whole album is 19 songs, alright?
Yeah.
Gravity.
We heard Gravity.
Villain theme, not a song.
Yep.
Heal Your Heart is a fucking interlude. Mm-hmm. Skit is a skit, alright?
Wasting Time, you heard.
Waste of time on here too. I ain't gonna lie, but back to Gravity, bro. I hope this everybody listen to Gravity again and realize how trash Tyler's creative verse was.
Bro, why are you?
It's a fucking bad verse, bro. But anyway, Price of Fame came out like 2 weeks ago, so like it was a single, but like nigga, I'm not. I already heard it.
And I think deep voice you hear in the beginning. I don't think it's Tyler. I think it's him. I think it's Brent.
Mm-mm.
You think it's Tyler?
It's Tyler, 100%.
100%.
100% Tyler. But anyway, so we got Villain's Theme. So we got 90 song album, right? So we got Villain's Theme 1 is a fucking just words, all right?
Yeah.
We got Gravity, already heard. Mm-hmm. We got Hear Your Heart interlude. We got the skit, Egomaniac.
Yeah.
Price of Fame already came out, all right? We had fucking Waste of Time, already heard that. We had Skit Oblivion, all right? Mm-hmm. Damon Walker, we already heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We already heard, then we got Skit, so that's what? Come back.
Eight songs out of 19.
That's 11 songs, Kansas.
Yeah.
That's 11 songs. And majority of them are bad, bro. Yeah. So now we're down the list, all right?
Yeah.
Loose Change, I think I like that song.
Yeah,
I like Loose Change. What did I have on here? I like Heal Your Heart, even though it's just fucking a woman interlude. All Mine did like that. It sounds so lazy.
Yeah.
Price of Fame is weird as fuck. Like
I like the second. If I say the same thing, I like the second half of the song.
Yeah. It's like kind of hard, like kind of like. Group like vibe with, you know, but it definitely has the potential to grow me.
I'm not a fan of like the deep voice, like the deep voice, like
I'm like the modern type shit. Yeah. Great Gatsby, bro. Great Gatsby.
It was okay,
bro. How you get Alicia Keys for a feature, and that's what you do, bro. When you get Alicia Keys for a feature, you spit some vocals.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear you rap Alicia Keys. I'm sorry, bro. It's in my rhythm that I'm feeling that they mean anything. I'm like, bro, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? Rolling Stones, didn't like that.
I like Rolling Stones a little bit. It's more upbeat.
I ain't like that.
What's some of the nigga rapping on?
Fuck you talking about, bitch? fuck you talking about? I like that song too. I like that song too. That nigga come on.
Yeah.
It's not even that he's a bad verse. It's a bad verse. Mm-hmm. It's just like, bro, that's not what I come for Brent, bro. Yeah. I don't come for a fake little baby ass nigga or a fake baby ass nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it just didn't fit.
Yeah, the rapper did sound like he tried to be somebody. He's like, I can't picture who it was. It's like, he sounded like somebody, bro.
Yes. So then we got Damon Walker. I already heard that. I like that song, but I already heard it, of course. Mm-hmm. Addiction is good. I think I like Addiction the whole thing until the nigga come out rapping, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck you doing rapping on Brent with Ben Fares? Like, he was rapping. Yeah. Like, not even trying to, like vibe. He's rapping his ass on the show. What shit, bro? Role Model's ass, bro. And I didn't like that song at all. It sounded like some Target shit, bro. Jackie Brown, I like that.
I didn't like Jackie Brown at all.
I like Jackie Brown. What the fuck is Angel? I don't think I've heard Angel.
Is it after he died?
Hmm?
Is it after he died? In the skit or whatever?
Is it another skit?
I think skits when he, like, crashed, right? Yeah, Angel's ass. It was ass.
Okay. Well, and I like Bad Luck.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
So I like Bad Luck, Jackie Brown, Fucking to My Bitch, half of it, Addiction, half of it. So that's one song, all right? Mm-hmm. So that's 1, 2, 3, bitch. All right? And then we got 4, 5 out of 11 songs.
I got 3 out of 11.
It is, bro. This shit was...
I was disappointed, bro. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like. Wait.
Respect. You don't like the songs you already heard?
I don't count that. When you want to wait for an artist to drop, I don't wait to hear things I already heard.
Yeah, like, okay, the songs I heard, I like for the most part.
So, like,
but I'm expecting, like, even on the album, you have songs you already heard before.
Yeah.
But you're not freaking counting them. Oh, shit. You think freaking,
God's Plan.
Yeah, God's Plan's on here.
Yeah.
Not live for God's Plan. Like, okay, it's cool, it's on here. But that's for the streaming. That's what it means.
Yeah, I think that's more of like a conversation, like, for, like, a couple of years, like when, like,
yeah,
like the album's been out.
Yeah, bro.
Then that's when you're like, okay, you got Gravity, you had, yeah, Demon Walking.
Yeah.
That's when you say that, but nigga, like, first 2 years, it's like when it's fresh. We already heard songs 2 years ago.
Yeah,
we heard Gravity 2 years ago, damn near.
When Cardi B dropped her next album, when she put WAP on it, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yes.
You
know, well,
like,
boy, I'm like, what
you
that?
Yeah. But, I just, I couldn't.
It was a 2-pack ass, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
So, what do you give it? 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10.
Out of 10, I get a shit.
I get a 6.
6 out of 10, I give it a 4.
4?
4 out of 10, bro.
Damn, I get a 6. I just feel like he didn't try that much, so.
Yeah.
If he's not gonna try.
If, like, the moment he announces it's coming out, that's better working on it. Right then. I was like, nigga, what?
He was 2-pack ass, man.
Like, he should call it Waste of Time, bro. He should name out the song, bro.
Alright, So y'all get to the double XL freestyles because we late. Chat, yes. We know we late.
Yeah.
Niggas who were watching it after the stream already ended, bro. We know we late. Mm-hmm. Okay. And for those who are listening to the podcast, all right, I forgot to mention that we are live right now. This is a live full podcast, so we are live on Struggle Studio. Yeah. Type in Struggle Studio on YouTube, mm-hmm. and you'll be here live, bro. You know, don't miss out. Sorry. But so let's go get to double XL, man. Double XL. I am excited to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask it against four. I'm surprised. Normally the type of shit like you can't. Avoid some. I don't know if that's a good thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
that I avoided it.
Yeah.
But, see, I got audio right.
This is the best one.
You think it's the best one?
Yeah, this is like everybody. I think we said it from last, bro.
This is the best. You think the best freestyle?
Yeah, the best cypher. I think.
I thought, okay. We do this one first. Sofego and Cassius and C. Clay and Dylan.
Bro, do not put me in there, bro. I'm not in the cypher.
Alright, I'll probably just shit hurt y'all ears, man.
Who's that producer?
Who's the producer?
Oh, we Beats by. Here. Oh, okay, we. I didn't
never seen the first one.
Nigga like fucking wipe in the mirror, but down bad. Guess what you doing in the background, bro?
Nigga wearing sand armor. Okay.
Oh shit.
Everything wrong with Nada. Well. Flow switch up.
It sounded like Breeze Out though. Mm-hmm. I just read that, but yeah, that don't sound good. It doesn't sound like something a beat. They say they do.
Hey.
Whoa. Aw, oh, damn.
Remix.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, the ad-libs.
Biggest purr.
Ay.
Period, bitch.
Ay.
Okay, that's cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, long ass head. I'm paving the way and it's permanent. Weezy the way, but it's permanent. Weezy the way, but she's surfing. Weezy the way, but she's surfing. More money, more problems, it's surfacing. I came in the game and it's urgent. I came in the game and it's promising. Yeah, let's do it. I don't got time for the other shit. I don't got time for the nonsense. Yeah, I don't got time for the drama shit. Look, I was down on my last night of conversing. Sound like freestyle. I give it that. Yeah. I don't like when artists can't use mics, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you're a rapper, bro.
Too close.
You sound like he in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Huh? Not it? Alright, come on, Sazi. Go crazy.
That was alright.
MVP right here. Got the beat. Got the beat. Got the fucking beat. Spitting, ain't lying. Damn.
Came with the bars.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Came with the bars, ain't lying. I respect it. It was solid. The whole thing was solid.
Hey, it was cool. Shit, that lives on there.
Not a wig. Big 30.
I think the main weaknesses right now is the beats. I feel like Double Cell Cyphers need to switch with artists, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, having one beat for everybody don't make no sense.
Yeah.
It really don't make no sense.
Because this is Z, bro.
Okay, but this one ain't going to make sense because they all in the same kind of, like, lane. Like they all kind of, like, street rappers, like, shoot your niggas type shit, shoot niggas shit like that. You know, like hard type beats.
Mm-hmm.
So Faygo is more of a Uzi type of nigga. So, like, Uzi old type of beat like that is, like, it just don't fit, you know?
Yeah.
So what's that he doing here? I don't know how to who to... who Kent the man is, so I'm curious to see how he sounds. Bang, 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 bang. Big brother always trying to touch a nigga brain. Even niggas, he trying to reach for my chain. He's always trying to hit a fucking thing. Brush my teeth with scope, but promise I got aim.
Oh, that's fine. I get it. I hate when I'm mad. I got it.
Wait.
No. Run it. Get here.
Bro, I literally heard it the first time. Bro.
Nah, you heard it. Get here.
Hey. Okay, I get it.
That's the senior back there.
That's the same thing.
Boards,
How long you gonna rap?
It's just like.
Dang, what you say?
Hold on.
Damn.
No, you're scared. Okay. I'm just kidding. Hey, beat the racks on me right now, and Lizzy always made a seal. Niggas spit my blood and correct me, somebody getting killed. Why y'all nigga pissing with a body? Can't even buy a bill. He ain't even old enough to poke that little boy biting grill. Brr. This is Michael Draco with the wood. Buying a CGE for like no nail sign that's understood. They talk to it back, that pussy died before he hit the wood. He can't come back on my block. He no longer from my hood. He can't come back on my block. Shake your pocket. Can't come back. No more server rock. Can't pop back out on the block. Hit his ass with so much hot. Hit his ass with so much hot. She made him fall and blow the block. Hey, he's fall off the block. Hit his ass with switches on these gloves. The pumps off on the top. Niggas, nigga sweat on the rack. Going to the top. Went to be in the cook. It's how he got the AR. You got him. Hey.
I said, bitch, how he got the AR. Brr.
Like money back, yo.
He got a mic in his mouth, bro.
I see these diamonds on my neck, cost me a grip. Your shit ain't adding up. I skipped the S, I went straight to the VB, made the choker buzz. They got a lot to say online. See them, they choking up. They shit up before I hit your baby daddy back and soak him up. Ooh, don't want no Logan nut. I want a nigga stand. He can't breathe if I don't show him love. I graduated from the dick. I think my role's enough. If niggas ain't gonna come at me correct, I give you hoes a sub. I know a lot of bitches tight. They need a shoulder up. Make it with these bitches. Make a month before I hit the club. Only thing to do with broke niggas is to pick them up. I told him I'm a rapper. That's for hoes that's in the building up. Damn. Ooh, okay. Is you hearing me? I know a lot of rap bitches be hating. They ain't feeling me. These bitches killing me. Everybody say they in scared to get lil' kin a piece. ATL hopped off a plane and hit the stage of Cali. I'm a P. I got some hoes that ducked off in the valley. Ask about me. I've been a hundred. My car's super valid. I drop a hoe, I get another one like DJ Kelly. Damn. The rumors are that go to heaven. Be running out so all my niggas know I need attention. Say they don't like me, liking pictures. That's a contradiction. Fucking broke niggas getting pregnant. That's just superstition. And keep my name out your mouth. And that nurse said, but these bitches give me salt. Like at the nut, man, these niggas getting soft. And they might have it on their chest, but I ain't seen them get it off. Bitch. Okay. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, is it just me or did, like, the first and second, I mean, the first and the last person get, like, a minute and 30 seconds?
I feel like that's on them.
Yeah.
Like once you run out, then you stop, hand them back over. Mm-hmm.
But, and I think, I wonder, like, the last person usually had, like, the most, like, anticipations. I wonder how they decide who goes last, you know?
What you mean?
Like, usually, like, the last person, he was, like, not the biggest artist, but, like...
Oh, yeah. I feel you.
How they decide, like, who wants to go? Like, I think, didn't Ask go last in his...
Yeah.
Like, how they decide, but...
I think sometimes it's, like, whatever feels right.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's, like, sometimes it's, like, just... Then it's, like, actually, like, not, like, the biggest, the smallest. Or from all the biggest, that's it. I thought that one. That's what I thought it'd be. Alright, now we got Baby Tron, Batiste, Baby Ray, Cali.
be kind of tricky, ain't gonna lie. Be kind of tricky.
Can you play the game? Oh, never mind. Changed up. Make it worse. After he dropped like 50 on the roots, same niggas speak on my pussy. Ain't been enough since they came out. Same bitches speak on my purses. Ain't made a hit since they came out. Ain't it funny how life go? I done went up and went psycho. Same 24, did you try home? Every concert is a light show. Bitch, like when we go viral. If it's up, then it's stuck on arrival. Hey, it's one. Dance like a recital. Double back, I don't recycle. Like I'm future, I never like you. I like bitches, but I'll never wife you. Niggas only hard to their homeboys. Niggas only hard to their weak ass bitch. Flashing them guns in them videos. And don't even know how to love it or switch. I ain't even having no sneaky ring. Cause a nigga don't brag on the shit. I thought he died with pussy. Cause he didn't get him a lick. And I remember bitches and schoolies. Now they asking me how I got rich, Cali. Gonna be
demonetized. Hey. I'm near, so far. Hey, I said that I get it, and all of my niggas are really demented, and all of my niggas, we get it, and spend it, and shout it, pull up, and you know that she get it, it's off of the top. Okay, she pull up in my, okay, I'm wearing some socks, they brown, okay, shout it, she look and she brown, okay, I pull up, I'm on it, I'm, okay. Okay, and your shorty pull up and she follow. And she go, we gon' find out what hollows. And your shorty pull up and she swallow. Okay, excuse me. Got your shorty, she lose. Bro, I should not be able to hear his breath, bro. And all of my niggas, we get some goodies, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Please. Oh, Lord. Stick rapper. Stick woman. It's hard keeping it pimping. My bitches be tripping and want some attention. It's hard keeping it trippin' cause niggas be prepping her face for instant. Niggas be touching their raps. I'm throwing this cap with time for image. Purple suede LVs, RV version they vintage. Purple drink on me. I open the top and kiss it. I spent the up block in an instant. They know I was here from an infant. They know I was here from a youngin'. From here all the way out to London. I turn left fat on the stomach. I'm used to this shit, I ain't humble. You do this shit, I can tell. Woke up, he woke up a little bit. Cool like young nigga fail. Me check with that bitch on the scale. My homeboy right easy in jail. Real little boy ask keys in them. Those song man ain't G's in them. Been a mess since put keys in the whip. Stand paired up like a bitch. Stand down, mama proud. Brother still wild. Off white Air Ones, 10 toes down on the ground. Had to buy some headphones, I was riding dirty on the how. Girls got my head gone, I just threw a perky in the crowd.
Big trying to go. Come on now. What's time? You know I saw this game a lot, but can't say no nigga made me. I'm with the club, don't party a lot. I'm in there, know they pay me. Face your baby, driving crazy. New Mercedes, hugging me good, the new 580. New 500, the made 500, just call me the greatest. From nothing to something. Now I'm a stunning like Weezy and Baby.
I fucking Mac Books and Backwoods, I'm scamming on my high shit. Froze ass heart, tell a bitch she need a ice pick. I was born broke, but best believe that I'ma die rich. You can check the stoves for this shit, but you won't find it. Cause I went and spent the 10 ball. Mike and Mary jeans on my legs with your rank cost. Think you fucking with me? You must be off the fentanyl. Squeezing triggers, I treat the Glocky like a stress ball. Play with us or one of mine, be a left shot. Why you playing? Once it's up, you can't press pause. Sonic to the blues. Get the running like the hedgehog. Catch him in an off-white tee, get him X'd up. Super slimy, I leave her at the finish line. 3-5 with the shit, think I'm finna fly. Why the fuck you in the ride if you ain't finna ride? Double XL chopstick, this the biggest size. Yeah, I ain't shitty boys, dog shit, listen.
My gut just told me, my gut just told me he's finna fucking turn the beat off, bro. I fucking knew it, bro. I gotta say, overall, I'm satisfied. I ain't gonna lie. I'm satisfied, but I noticed that like it's getting hard to like. Man, I'm getting old. But it's getting hard to like differentiate like
who's who.
Like they all kind of sound.
Oh, like it's hard for someone to have their own sound.
Like, yeah, they all kind of sound like in a similar kind of lane, you know. Huh. Which is it's not a bad thing right now, but I feel like over time it's kind of saturated, but. Yeah. You know, I didn't have high expectations, and you know, I wasn't like, it wasn't like boo, throw tomatoes at the freaking screen. Yeah, that, you know,
yeah. I feel that. Yeah. Okay, what do you give this year as a rating? You know,
this double XL.
Yeah. So you go first.
Is this your first one in the series? Your first one you listen to?
Yeah. Did it make you want to listen to some of the music, or was it like one and done for all of them?
I think it made me want to listen to some of the music.
Yeah, their names are
or Babyface, I guess. I think, I believe that was his name. And that's the one I can remember off the top of my head, bro. Like,
okay.
But oh, like rating, yeah, it's all 7, I guess.
Okay. All right, you go.
I guess out of 10, I give it 7, 8. Like I said, it's hard to separate the different styles for that. They all kind of have a similar style for the most part. Mm. But it was solid. I won't say it made me want to listen to anybody more, but I was more like
More impressed.
Like what was her name? Ken Demand, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I didn't expect anything like really from her, but she had a couple different flows and I was impressed by it.
Yeah, I agree, me too.
I liked Baby Face Tron's verse. It was cool. Cooch Ice, his was funny.
Niggas just mad two names together.
Oh, yeah. One thing.
You said Baby Face Tron.
What was his name?
It's Baby Face Ray. And then it's Baby Tron.
Baby Tron, my fault.
Yeah, Baby Tron. Yeah.
And Cooch Ice was funny. I like his verse.
Wish that would back up from the mic though.
Yeah. That's always been an issue with the double soul. Some years are better than others, but. Yeah, for rappers and artists, they don't know how to use their mics, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, Rob used the mic better than them.
Yeah.
But me personally, I gave the list a 7, mm-hmm. All right? But I gave the performances probably an 8. Mm-hmm. I don't think no one really, like, there's really no, like, what the fuck are you doing here, bro?
Yeah.
Last year, I think at E&D or, which is, well, like, nigga, why are you here? You're in your energy plant. Like, you don't deserve this. And you didn't participate. Everybody participated. I feel like everybody was joining, you know. I can definitely see everybody having a moment in a seeing future, you know, if they keep on the route they're going right now. So I'm definitely excited to see what happens with the Nets for them. And some more grimmer news for rap, all right? Mm-hmm. I brought Aubrey. Got caught in the system, man.
Yeah, freedom man's done, bro.
A lot of teams went down in the Switzerland.
Yeah.
Wait, Switzerland?
Yes.
With the hookah and the weed and the clubs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Long story short, Drake got what happened? He's got held up, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think Drake got arrested, but
I caught it late. I caught it after like he was free. So.
Oh no, I caught it mid. I was like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, then you about hop a plane yourself for you?
Mm. Nigga, I really was. Me and the boys, he's gonna go down, man.
I'm about to call Saul Lang a lie, bro. get man's out of there, bro. I said, you know what? What can Drake do to go to jail, bro? Get arrested, bro? Like, I didn't believe it at first, and then I don't know if it turned out to be like false or he just got holed up, whatever it was, or detained, mm-hmm. whatever it was. But as far as we know, you know, Drake is free, Drake is out. But I ain't gonna lie, my heart started beating faster when I said it. It had men's
day. Cause I was looking scared, bro. Cause all of a sudden Drake got arrested, bro. I'm like, bro, all these rappers getting arrested. You got the whole YSL locked up.
OVO's gang.
Yeah, I'm saying like that's the last thing I want to see, like some OBO,
Rico
was involved with the YSL,
yeah.
shit like that. He's over here throwing up slime, shit like that. Like, nah, but bro, we all know when Drake dropped that first day out track, bro.
Yes, I'm crazy, bro.
It's gonna be nasty, bro.
Be crazy, bro.
But and some more even worse news.
Dust off your freaking shirts. Dust off your sweaters.
Yes.
Dust off your free Kodak. Jackets, bro. I told you niggas not throw them away, bro. Don't throw them away.
Those shits don't ever expire, bro.
They'll never expire, bro. Because niggas stay in jail, bro.
Kodak Black was arrested a couple days ago, man.
Can we get, like,
charges,
I guess?
That nigga, what the fuck?
I like that. Yeah, pull up the indictment real quick.
allegedly, I think, don't at me, bro. But I think he was... He got pulled over because he was driving like a SUV that was tinted,
bulletproof tinted.
Yeah, it looked like the Mystery Incorporated, but like ghetto.
Yeah.
But that's why they pulled him over. But then they said they smelled weed and he found like I think drugs or something.
I think he found like 80 pills in that bit.
Yeah, but he already posted a bond. I think it was like $75K.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro.
If I got a pardon from Donald Trump, bro, you'll never see me in jail again, bro.
I'm saying.
If Donald Trump signed a paper to clear me of all my crimes,
bro. President of the United States.
Clear me all my crimes, bro. You'll never see me. I won't get a traffic ticket. You will never see me in court, bro. Ever. Like, I don't understand Kodak, bro.
You just think, I think Kodak takes for granted, bro.
Yeah, like, he was having like a good year, like, He was on freaking Kendrick Lamar's album for no reason, but
yeah. I think he had the one song with Super Gremlin. Last year.
Yeah.
It just seems like he's going. It seemed like, I don't know. It seemed like he was in the right path, but I guess behind the scenes he's still Kodak. You know?
Gremlin, bro. So Gremlin.
Yeah. Little perk is fake, but he's still eight. You know.
Yeah.
He meant that shit. You know. But yeah.
These niggas like jail, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I honestly do. But even like it's some more like jail shit, bro. I don't know if y'all heard. I don't know if y'all seen, but the DA for Georgia or Atlanta, they came out and said, bro, they got two more high profile artists that are looking into and they're kind of taking down this year, which is crazy, bro. Yeah. The fact that they announced it before is even crazier, right?
Yeah, like trailer.
like keep niggas on their toes, like shit. Yeah. But I don't know. It's like, bro, it's like rappers under attack right now, man. Mm-hmm. And I can't really think who it would be. I feel like it'd be some so left field. Like
I know one. I don't know who would name names. I can think of one.
I mean, you can name one.
I'm not throwing anything on this person. I don't think they did. I don't know if they did any crimes. But
look at Toronto Savage.
No, for them to announce it, bro, it might be Lil Baby, bro.
Think Lil Baby?
Because you when you think,
oh yeah, Lil Baby is that close? That close, yeah, as close as you can to get YSL. Yeah,
he said I'll send a hit while I chill my children, bro.
What's right ever?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who the second one could be.
Okay,
big enough for you to announce it.
Maybe Gucci Mane.
No, Gucci Mane's like business now. Like he's all like, I mean, yeah, he already did his crime. We gonna kill somebody and got away with it, bro. Pretty much.
I mean, but yeah, I'm guessing we're not gonna spend it. You know,
one of me.
Yeah.
Nah, but I mean, I hope it's nothing like
Lil Yachty.
Can you imagine?
Lil Yachty from Atlanta. I don't know about it's from Atlanta. Yeah, I think Yachty is from Atlanta.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Play with Cardi.
No! Hey, nigga, need be like that, bro. Nigga crazy.
But, it seems like the police in general have just been gunning for rappers.
Yeah.
Like, how we started off earlier this year, we started with 42 Doves, and we got the whole YSL.
It could be 42 Doves. Could be 42 Doves.
I don't think 42 is from Atlanta, though.
I don't think she's from Atlanta. I think he's an Atlanta artist. Like, they live in Atlanta. I think he's staying there, don't he?
They gave me how you Atlanta artist, not from Atlanta?
Like, you just, that's where you be at all the time.
I don't think that works.
It is how it works.
I don't think that works.
If you're saying, we don't freaking call you a freaking California artist if you live in freaking Atlanta, off of California, but stay here and make music.
Nah, not like, you can make music.
But if you stay there and live there and you make that kind of music, but you're not from there, they still don't call you Atlanta artist.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
If you make music somewhere else and then you go to Atlanta, you're not Atlanta artist.
If you, okay. I came from California, right? Uh-huh. I moved to Atlanta. I made the same music to them.
I'm saying
I stayed there. I lived there.
I'm saying
I'm doing crimes there. You're Atlanta artist.
Okay. I'm saying if you move to California, you're making music, and you move to California and you start making California music, you're not a West Coast artist.
Okay. Is Toronto Savage Atlanta artist?
Yes.
And he's from Great Britain.
But I'm not saying I'm saying that when he started making music, he was from Atlanta. Like when he started making, we recorded his first song, he was in Atlanta.
You know what, and it was, he could have been making crumpets and,
I mean,
and yeah, loaded his musket, bro. You don't know what he was doing.
I guess, but.
Eating beans for breakfast, bro.
Definitely, I definitely don't think 42 is already arrested. So
drop another charge, bro.
No one cares, though. He's not big, you know? Pause. And no disrespect, I guess. But. Let's get into some gaming.
Wait. We can't talk about all these niggas getting arrested. We can talk about Young Boy beating his first case, bro.
Yeah. Bro, that's crazy, bro. I did not expect Young Boy to beat this case.
I thought he was going under prison, a lot, bro.
Sort of lied, bro. But I guess they said fuck BET, that shit, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't fucking BET either, so they had a free Young Boy.
Yeah.
And the case he beat, I think it's the hardest one, too.
Yeah.
He beat the case that he ran away on foot against.
Yeah, the dog chased him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say man, say twin, say ten.
Get your bitch ass dog off me.
That nigga really gritted that. Yeah. You know, he beat that case, and I'm surprised. He got one more case to beat, and I think it's like him having a firearm for like a prop on his video. And I feel like that'd be way easier to beat.
It's just all cap. That's what Dirk say, bro.
Nigga.
It's not real.
Nigga really got Saul Goodman as his lawyer.
Yeah.
So shout out to Cottrell. What's his last name?
I don't know. I ain't gonna say it either. I feel a nigga looking at me get mad. Feel it. On this TV? On this TV, bro.
But, yeah, so shout out to Youngboy. And we love to see black men not get locked up. So, hope he beat it in this case. You know, turn life around. Mm-hmm. You know, go back to help his community and shit. But,
scratch the beef for Dirk, bro. Whatever it is.
That's not gonna happen. Scratch the beef. That's never gonna happen.
Scratch the beef.
Never gonna happen. Aha! But into gaming and TV shit, it's some more crazy shit that's been going around the world, bro.
Right. I promise this country was the last arc, bro.
Finale. America, the finale. Bro, this shit is crazy. See, even say it out loud, it's fucking crazy, bro. Alright, for those who don't know what Breaking Bad is, alright? Breaking Bad is it's a AFC original that came out a couple years ago, or finished a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Got popularized when it dropped on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Then it got a whole new resurgence. But it's basically about
if your favorite show right now is probably Breaking Bad Kid, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it really is.
You like Snowfall? Think Breaking Bad. Like Ozarks? Think Breaking Bad, bro.
Not touching it, bro. It's basically about a chemist. What is it called?
Chemistry teacher.
A chemistry teacher who breaks bad, turns bad, becomes a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. Kingpin damn near. Mm-hmm. To support his family and raise money for his family when he goes he dies because he got cancer, right? So Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know what the show is placed at, you know, based around. They thought it'd be a good idea to get statues of Walter White and just beat me, bro.
I don't understand, bro. These things are villains. These are the poison the community.
Drug dealers. There are drug dealers who are bro. And it is hilarious. The news came out that I've been binge watching Breaking Bad with my girl. Okay, because she never watched it.
All
right.
Yeah, you're going to Better Call Saul next.
Better go to sleep, nigga.
Bro, why did I will say this last season of Better Call Saul has turned to Breaking Bad. Not turned to Breaking Bad, but like they stopped being like in the courtroom the whole time. Like it's Breaking Bad now, but. Continue. That's the tangent.
Yeah, yeah. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the show already, all right, I'm going to give just one thing that's like, this is one reason why the nigga should not be, should not have a statue of himself. Mm-hmm. It's not, maybe Brian Christ can have a statue, you know? Yeah. But it's in Walter White, Jesse Pinkman. It's crazy, bro. So, I just watched the season 2 finale. Season 2 finale is, all right, so Walter White walks into his partner's apartment, all right? Mm-hmm. With his partner is in bed with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know, they're both drug addicts, all right?
Yeah.
His drug addict is ODing, all right?
Yeah.
So Walt doesn't like the girl, doesn't like his partner's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So instead of helping his partner's girlfriend from ODing, for those who are young and don't know ODing is, bro, you're basically dying of a drug, okay? You're overdosing off a drug, all right? Mm-hmm. Choking her own vomit. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not gonna help you. It's a God saying now, you know? And God says, your time to go. So basically, his girlfriend died. Mm-hmm. So that's bad by itself, all right? Mm-hmm. But not only did that little small decision cause the life of that young lady, the father of the girl who died, all right?
The
air traffic control man, right? Mm-hmm. So he went back to work and he's like, bro, my daughter's dead. I should not be working now, all right? He goes to work anyway, makes one fatal decision because you think about his daughter, his dead daughter, that Walter White let die. Mm-hmm. Makes two planes collide. He caused a mass tragedy. 167 niggas died, including his daughter, so 168, all right? All because of Walter White.
Don't forget the dozens of people he got killed in prison. Because he wanted niggas to snitch, bro.
Bro.
He got his federal... I don't cast too much.
Like, just watch the show. But niggas... He's a demon, bro. He's on demon time, though. Demon the whole show, bro.
I'm watching Better Call Saul. I'm thinking about, like, dang, his life pretty good. until you meet Walter White, bro.
I bet it was, bro. But this lets you know that Walter White is on demon time. Jesse Pinkman, he's more of a, you know, he has more humanity in him. I feel like Walter White, niggas like, bro, he's really on demon time, yes. Bro. Like, 90% time of the show. Exactly. But them to have their own statues is just crazy, bro. That's literally like fucking... Frieza gets his own statue, bro. Yeah. Frieza gets his own statue. Yeah. Oh, yes. Here lies the great Frieza. Lord Frieza.
Who do you think, if it's a show or a movie, who would deserve a statue? Like, is it like, oh, this cool, give him a statue?
Maybe, like, Iron Man? Spider-Man?
Yeah, Iron Man. Maybe Spider-Man statue.
I don't really know.
Give Negan a statue, bro.
That's really crazy. Like, maybe someone like Rocky. Like someone like... like the national treasure, treasure that everyone can like kind of like idolize and like look up to, you know, like what he does is could be translated into real life, and you want someone to follow the footsteps.
Yeah.
But you don't want anybody to follow the footsteps of Walter White. Yeah. If someone types in Walter White, you're like, oh, okay, this is what he did. Damn, he made this much money like this, this quickly. Damn.
That's what I'm trying to be, bro.
I'm trying to be like, you my boy.
This reminds me of something, and spoiler, I haven't seen the movie, but I seen like a picture in the new Thor movie. There's like an ice cream shop called like Affinity Rocks or something like that. It's like Thanos' arm. He's like selling ice cream and shit. I'm like, that makes no sense, bro. Why would you have a statue of somebody who like killed like trillions of not just your planet, of across the whole universe, killed them all, bro? And you, it's kind of funny. It's like having a freaking Hitler, like
Hitler,
I had
ice cream shop.
Yeah, his ice cream shop, bro. Like, it don't make no sense, bro. But I haven't seen movie problems from robots, but I don't.
Yeah, I think they're robots. I'm Netflix.
Yeah, when it comes to robots, I might watch that shit. I'm not feeling good about it, bro. I did hear that we might be getting like the Batman the 2 trailer at San Diego Comic Con. You don't care about Batman the 2? Dang, bro.
I mean, I still want to see it, but I don't care that much about it.
But
I did hear about this. There, I guess it kind of collides anime and movies, but there is a Yu Yu Hakusho live action coming out.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, y'all, you seen it? You seen it today?
I saw like the poster art.
Yeah, the poster art. How y'all think that's gonna do?
I'm gonna lean toward it's gonna be bad, bro. Like, because for the most part, they're not well. Most live action so far, like shows and movies, have not been like well, like receptive.
And that's crazy, because I think the last podcast, me and Sharla, we all had a discussion about live action. Could it ever be a good live action?
But I will say, well, not to cut you off, but I will say it's not like they're trying to Americanize it. So they're still using like Japanese actors or something like that. So maybe it could be better.
I think from what I've seen, it looked good. Like like from what the details of how they were, like how slim low they were, they weren't in your face with it. Like you'd have to be a diehard fan. Not that hard, but you have to be a fan of the show and know what's going on. Then it's like, boom, here it is. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think they're in the right point. You know, like they didn't just fucking, here's Yusuke and the whole group. It was like very like small keys. That if you knew the show, you know who this character was, you know? Yeah. Like you see a bandage with like some in the hand and you know what's the nigga? I'm gonna say Hisoka. That's crazy.
Are y'all excited for the live action One Piece coming to Netflix?
I actually am. But that. That kind of goes to what we said last week. You weren't here though. Not last week. Episode, right?
Yeah.
Cassius, do you think they can ever be a good live action anime movie or anime TV series? And if you do, what series you think could do it? Like what series do you think they could transition from anime to a live 3D?
I think, and we already kind of did it, but I think even straight from the show into a series, like a limited series, unlimited, like a different series. Pokemon would be easy to do. Super easy.
I just don't think so.
I think it'd be super easy to do.
I think they have to nail the CGI.
They already kind of did. Have you seen Detective Pikachu? Have you seen it?
No.
I've seen trailers, but...
No, watch the movie.
Is it on Netflix?
The movie kind of... All right. I think it's on Hulu or something. But
I'm still not really there for CGI meets real life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that never's going to parents. It's never going to do well.
It look good.
I don't think it's never going to do well with CGI characters talking to real life characters. Like it's never going to be. I'm not going to be truly immersed. You know, like I would be in an anime or by versus just of truly live action. You know?
Didn't I already make it a live action Full Metal Alchemist?
I think so. I don't know. I have no
idea. I feel like that would work. Easy. I'm trying to think something that have a lot of CGI.
More Dragon Ball Evolution, bro.
Masterpiece.
Dragon Ball Z could work, bro. It could work, actually. If they freaking, like... If they had right people doing it, it could work.
Naruto could work, too. I feel like, okay, with Dragon Ball Z and Naruto, it's more about actors.
Yeah.
If you pick wrong actors, it's just no one watching, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to get clowned.
Side note. Who do you think is good Piccolo?
Samuel Jackson. No, let's keep pushing. let's get into the game itself. Multiverse, all right?
Yes.
Today is finally D-Day, bro.
Yes.
Drop day. Multiverses. Yes.
For early access drop day. But, well, you can get it.
If you really want to play it, you play today. You know, if you put your mind to it, you play it today. Or this week. But Multiverses is dropping. Doesn't know. Multiverses is a WB crossover Smash type of game, 2D platform fighter. We talk about this a lot, okay? So that is finally out. Feels good to finally say, you know, we finally all play it. Some of this, I know a lot of us have not played it yet, so I'm excited to see people's opinions on it. Like, if they're going to hate it or love it. Personally, I feel like the reception is going to be good, all right? I feel like people are going to love it. I feel like right now, it's almost like season one of Fortnite, you know?
Yeah.
Season one, chapter one of Fortnite, all right? When we look back at Multiverse in 2 years...
It'll be crazy.
It's going to be a completely different game, feel completely different. I feel like it'll be way more fleshed out, but... Just when you go into it now, just know that it is a beta, right? It's a beta. Yeah. It's free, so just have your expectations like that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really all I'm saying about it.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You can come here if you want to. But my main goal, if Motiverse doesn't do anything, bro, I want it to strangle the life out of Brahma, bro. I ain't lie. I want it to take Brahma by the neck and just yes. Strangle the life out of it, bro. If you don't do nothing else, bro.
Choke Brawlhalla out?
Yes. It has potential, bro, to be a competitor with Smash. I ain't gonna lie. Because when you played it the first time, it was definitely lacking something. It was lacking...
Yeah. I said in Discord, bro. I wish y'all follow us in Discord. Links in description. Join Discord. Links in description. I said the game, it was fun to play. Yeah. But it just felt like we was missing something. I didn't know exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I personally know what it was. It was speed, bro. Speed, bro.
You think it's heavy?
Yeah. It was kind of light and heavy at the same time, bro. Like,
I don't think it was speed, because, like, I feel like you could zip all over the place, like, especially with fins, some fins tabs, and, like, everybody had, like, 18 air dashes. And
I honestly think the maps were just small.
I think maps are small. Yeah. I think maps are small. Yeah. You could floaty. Because, like, it spikes in the game. There's spikes in the game. But it's like, nigga, you probably be garbage to spike, I feel like. Because it's so fucking floaty, bro. Like, it don't matter who you are. You can go from left side of the stage all to the right side of the stage.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like they can work on the floatiness, unless that's really what they're going for.
Yeah.
That's something I really didn't like. But I'm overall excited for the project.
Because, I don't like it, but people were clowning for having a Zach Carbon copy of Smash Bros. With different characters. But I know they're trying to be different from Smash. They're not trying to be
like Smash. I feel like they could have... copy the same play style, but then just had to implement a new new modes, you know, like 2v2 thing. I feel like that's all I needed. But I mean, who am I to judge them for trying to change the whole thing round up? So, but I'm definitely excited because after this, bro, I'm going on the stream on the game channel. Yeah. We're all going, I think. Hopefully, majority is going on the game channel, Struggle Soda Gaming, and playing that live. So join us there. I'm excited to dive in. Fully, no time limit. Just be able to see my team thing. Not have to rush to make decisions or rush to pick character down. I want to play before the beta ends.
Yeah.
So
really get to flesh out the character you want to be, like pick a main. Even though I don't know y'all like to switch people, but like I like to put some character over here. Like, all
right, but we got Killer in the chat, bro.
Yes.
Scream at us to get to this last topic. All right.
Yes.
We got Goku versus Naruto. I swear to God, bro. This is about the final time I'm having this conversation, bro. Yes. All right. So, whenever niggas say some shit, bro, I'm gonna be like, hey, go to fucking minute 48 of fucking podcast 93, bro.
Yeah.
We all know. I hope we all know. Yes. In a normal scenario, we pick Goku and the white boy, Naruto the white boy. Goku is dogging the nigga, right?
Yes.
In this scenario, for any sake of entertainment, all right, you have to equal them out, all right. Mm-hmm. Because Goku is just too overpowered, bro.
I don't think Naruto has a single, like, move in his arsenal that would hurt Goku. Like,
yeah, in an enormous scenario. Yeah. Hell yeah. But in an equal stats, all right? Equal stats, I'm saying equal strength.
Yep.
What else?
It's just equal strength, like, equal, like, speed. Naruto,
so he's expecting nigga to dodge and catch it, right? Mm-hmm. So all you think, he can't show himself, he dodges, catches his punch, and it builds right on top of him. So... No, he catches. Okay, Jiren is expecting him to dodge it, right? Because he know he gonna dodge it. Like, just think, all right? Goku dodges it like Jiren expected, and right into his plan. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, go watch the fight. Go watch the fight. It's literally that. Like, I didn't make it up. Like, it's literally there. You know. But
Goku never. He rarely ever does anything that's like, oh shit, that's out of the box. You know, like, oh shit, that's smart. Like, he does, every now and then he have like a freaking. Cool idea, like a cool, like, oh shit, I won't expect him to do that.
I don't think so.
Like, we first time he did the warp Kamehameha, that was like, against Cell, when he's like, he's trying to know, like, it's not weak, he never hit him from there. He destroyed the whole planet, hit him from there. He teleported in front of him, you know, that's different.
But you know my Naruto, niggas fought, bro, niggas.
Nigga will throw a freaking Rasengan, it's Naruto, they catch it, it's still not Naruto, it's Naruto after underground, like.
Yes.
That takes smart. You can't be.
We've shown Naruto has the ability to adapt and change his fighting style.
Yeah.
He's a point at. I don't think Goku did that, bro. Yeah. Goku was really, I'm Goku, because I'm going to fight you every time. Naruto's shown himself changing fighting styles over and over and over and over and over again.
I don't know about that.
And it's a whole different tangent. But freaking, if it was Goku versus Sasuke, it would be even quicker, bro. But we keep Naruto versus Goku. I don't understand why people think that Goku's second chance against Naruto equal stats, bro. It's almost no competition, bro.
It really isn't. Because, bro, okay, even y'all just like I feel like okay, y'all just underestimate Naruto, bro. Mm-hmm. When it comes to equal stats, if you're equal stats, all right. If nigga make 1,000 clones of himself, that's 1,000 niggas who are the same strength as you.
Yes.
All right, because his shadow clones are not weak.
Like goofy little.
That's
him. That's literally him.
Every shadow clone has their own brain. Yes. So like, if a shadow clone sees that one shot can take out, like, okay, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna go behind him. I'll go this way. Mm-hmm. Or I'll spot nigga this way. Goku is not gonna hit 1,000 niggas, bro. And let's go to Battle Master Ultra Instinct, bro. Mm-hmm. Ultra Instinct. He lasted 3 minutes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes of tournament. That's how long he lived Ultra Instinct. He had fucking heart attack, bro. Mm-hmm. Passed out, nigga. 70 had to come in. 70 and Frieza had to come in clutch, bro. Mm-hmm. All right,
on accident.
So you think Naruto can't last 3 minutes with Goku, with a nigga?
Never mind. Last.
What you say?
Last 3 minutes with Goku.
Yes.
Pause.
Pause. But yes, like he's fighting niggas in different dimensions. He's fighting niggas with light speed attacks.
Yes.
He's fighting niggas with fucking
I don't know.
They might have it, bro. They might have it.
Goku might fly away, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Shell shock, nigga.
bro.
But bro, like I'm done with this conversation, bro. Goku was getting washed. Equal stats. Mm-hmm. All right, non equal stats. Goku's winning. Just flat out. Demolishing them.
Yes.
Demolishing them. We all agree on that?